So we're going to talk a little bit about what we've covered. So Visual Studio. So now, those, I remember earlier today we were asking how many are running 2013. Anybody now wishing they were running 2013? No, everyone's like, no, I'm good. 2012, don't need it. I'm fine. It's too expensive. Yeah. If you have MSDN, realize you can go download this as part of your MSDN subscription, so go check it out, right? Go grab the Web Essentials, add that on. I remember I was quite disappointed earlier when I saw how many people weren't using Web Essentials. Hopefully some of the really cool, like, you know, Zen coding and IntelliSense and autocomplete and color pickers and CSS managers and less compilers and all the stuff we even didn't get to talk about is will entice you to go check it out, try it out, try out some of the side waffle stuff that we were talking about. It's for all those templates. We did a lot with NuGet today. I don't know about you guys and gals, but I'm a big fan of command line. I like whenever I can just kind of drop into a shell and start getting stuff done. So the fact I can add my packages and I can manage my migrations and create that sort of stuff, was that cool? Was that something you'd like to see more of in the future as we do these sorts of things? Seeing a few head bobs, all right. We're tired, aren't we? Everyone just seems a little tired, a little worn down, all right. So you're going to see more stuff coming out of NuGet. Please, you know, if you are working on cool projects or you're working on a piece of technology, you want to share it with the community, you got it up on GitHub or CodePlex, you can create that NuGet package so that, you know, in your little README file, you can go, hey, if you're running Visual Studio, just drop into the package manager shell and just go install and the name of your NuGet package. Obviously, a lot about what we were talking today with ASP.NET, 4.5, all the really cool stuff that we were doing in there. We got MVC5, we got Web API 2, SignalR 2, we got the Owen stuff. We didn't go too deep on the Owen stuff, but it's a really exciting technology. Not about just what it can do for you today, but where we're going with it tomorrow with our implementation of it, this Project Katana, where we're taking more and more of these components that were otherwise kind of locked into the stack of IIS and System Web and taking it and removing it and actually using Owen as the framework, allowing you to run it out of process, run it out of IIS, so you can start building out your own custom servers or processes or website or apps or Windows services, as well as making it easier to just test all that stuff. So just, was there any particular feature of ASP.NET that stuck out or you wish we'd spent a little bit more time on? So again, we'd love to get that sort of feedback. Anybody? The load testing, you thought that was pretty cool? Or you want me to do more on that in the future? All right, great. So we'll definitely look into doing that. Maybe creating an MVA course on it or a whole demonstration. It is insanely powerful. It's insanely complicated. You can actually do some really great stuff with it. It's something that, I mean, I remember back when I worked at corporate down in Redmond and we were working on a lot of the online services that we have at Microsoft. We use this extensively for our own performance testing. And so I love, you know, when we can actually use the stuff that we're promoting to others. And finally, we just dabbled a little bit with Windows Azure. We didn't go too deep on it. There's so much stuff you can do in Windows Azure. We focused a lot on the website stuff. Just my own observation seemed like using the different deployment methodologies and doing the rollbacks and how fast that was seemed to have been pretty popular. So, you know, definitely check out WindowsAzure.com. I work with Jonathan Rosenblatt here in Canada. We kind of head up the various Windows Azure stuff that we're doing here in Canada. It's something near and dear to both of us. We do a lot of talks on it. There's actually a lot of content. If you check out some of the links that we're talking about, yeah, there's full deep dives in various aspects of Windows Azure. So we got websites. We've got our platform as a service with web roles and worker roles, queues and storage and virtual machines and tons of stuff you can do in Windows Azure. So if there's more that you want to learn about that, definitely reach out to us, and we definitely have the content that we can pass along. So hopefully we kind of drove home a little bit about this concept of one ASP.NET, so no longer are you bound to the initial technology you chose when you created that first project, that you can mix and match as you see fit for your own needs. So you can take web forms, you can take your web pages, your MVC, your web APIs, your SignalRs, whether you're building sites or services, put it all together however you want, because it really is just ASP.NET. So we kicked things off talking about this introduction to ASP.NET in Visual Studio 2013. We moved on to building the web application using these ASP.NET technologies. From there, we went to building the front end. We did a lot talking about web standards and talked about the different frameworks out there and bringing MVC and MVVM to the client with a number of these awesome frameworks. And we learned about Todo MVC, which is my new favorite website for learning all these different frameworks. We saw some cool JavaScript examples using jQuery, and we learned a little performance improvement. Anybody remember that one thing? I hope you, for anybody doing jQuery, what was that? Anybody remember? I'm willing to bet, I'm a betting man, that if you all went home right now and looked at some jQuery code you've written in the past, you'll probably find a similar bug in your code somewhere. I know it's bitten me in the past. So if nothing else in that whole talk, you take that one little tidbit away, I'll be a very happy person. So we then moved on. John was talking about API services for both web and devices. So you can see by leveraging web API and these JSON requests going back and forth and using SignalR and the likes, that you can build these communication services to span different devices, different platforms, and on the browsers or in applications themselves. Then I talked a little bit about running and improving and maintaining a site, where we did deployments and we did rollbacks, and we talked about how to use migrations. Before I had done that, how many people, by show of hands, actually had used Entity Framework code-first migrations before? No, yeah, so a few of you. Any of you, now that you've seen the demo, are going to go back and see if this is something that you can actually do? A couple? Good? Great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the migration stuff. I'll admit, the first time I saw something like that was when I was doing some Ruby on Rails code, and I remember thinking, this was many years ago, it's like, wow, how great would it be if this was available in .NET? So when I first heard about code-first migrations, and I tested it out, and I was like, this is exactly what we need. As we discussed earlier, I mean, there are scenarios where this just isn't going to work. Data management like this is complex, but I do truly believe in the 80-20 rule of things, that this will work for 80% of you out there for managing your migrations and for rolling back, should it not go so well. John finished it off by talking about real-time communication with SignalR and a couple of really cool projects out there using SignalR. SignalR is a fantastic bit of technology, fully open source. SignalR 2 was just released, and the team's still working on it, still adding to it. So hopefully you'll take that away and play around with SignalR and see if you can use it for building out your applications as well. So what's next? Well, we're hoping that we inspired you a little bit to go check out Visual Studio if you're not currently using it, or to move up from Express to the other version so you can bring in some of the Web Essentials tools and some of these other extensions and add-ons, maybe look at some TFS stuff or ALM, and really hope that we were able to kind of effectively communicate just how great Visual Studio is, not for managing giant projects, but also for just doing simple HTML sites and web apps, and how great the editor has turned into. I know myself, I hadn't used Visual Studio for a while, and when I came back to Microsoft and I was playing around with it, I was blown away because when I was at my own startup and we were using Less as a CSS framework for compiling our CSS, I was shocked to find out that this is now natively supported in Visual Studio through the Web Essentials, where I can build out my Less styles and compiling it along with my web app. So definitely, check out all the new stuff in Visual Studio 2013. Again, we'll have links for that where you can learn about what's new. Contribute, give back, take away, do what you need. NuGet is fantastic for that. So, learn more about this package management, the ability to kind of pull in projects and frameworks and DLLs and have automatic dependency management handled for you. It'll also alert you when there's updates so that if your favorite package has got some new code available for you, the next time you launch Visual Studio, you'll see in the notifications area that there's an update available, so you can go ahead and just update your packages. It's a fantastic way of managing projects and dependencies, fully supported in TFS when you're doing builds. And definitely as a developer who works with other developers, I know when you had dependencies on DLLs, well, there was this term called DLL hell, and that meant for both versioning but also for distribution. And I'm a big fan of NuGet. It really has solved that for me. And finally, grow. So we hope that we inspired you a little bit about Windows Azure, and you're going to go back and look at how various aspects of Windows Azure and our websites or our platform services or infrastructure services can help you in your day-to-day tasks for both development and for testing, but also for your production needs, either for your own companies or for the companies you work for. So I'm going to kind of gloss over some of these resources because I created that one URL for you to go to, which is at the end of this presentation now. But we're big on feedback. You're going to see in a few slides where we're going to ask you for an eval feedback. But you can also give the team direct feedback. So for example, If you go to asp.net/feedback, you can give feedback about what you'd like to see in ASP.NET, what you love about it, what you don't love so much about it. The team does listen. A lot of what you're seeing today is a direct result of the community feedback. You can follow us on at ASP.NET on Twitter, on Facebook, facebook.com/ASP.NET, and on Google+ at ASP.NET. If you enjoyed this webcamp and you want to see more of them, I know when Neil, myself, and John sat down for lunch, we were discussing with a few folks at the table. One of the questions was, how'd you hear about us? How'd you hear about this event? A few of them had mentioned it was through the MSDN newsletter. Others had mentioned it was just, you know, word of mouth, through meetups. But also, if you want to know what's going on across, actually, the world, go to devcamps.ms. And so this is just kind of where you can find out all the different camps that we're running across Canada, across the U.S., and across the world. And if you want to grab this particular training kit, it's aka.ms/webcamps-training-kit. And yes, I'm going fast through this, but don't worry. Like I said, I'm going to pause on that one URL that if that's all you write down, that's all you're going to need. Again, Windows Azure. Check it out at windowsazure.com. It's a really fantastic website. The team's been working very, very hard on it. In there, you're going to find some amazing resources. One that we didn't touch on today, but what's very important for me is actually what's called the Trust Center. As far as cloud providers go, I believe we're industry leading in the openness and disclosure of how we work, what we've certified, what we guarantee, what our SLA is, what our data protection and privacy policies are. So if you have any of these types of concerns as it relates to cloud computing and Windows Azure, please go to windowsazure.com, and in the bottom, you're going to see a link to Trust Center. There's also tutorials. There's fantastic video tutorials and walkthroughs and hands-on labs that are really kind of scenario-based. So you can go in and say, I'm an iOS developer. We'll show you how to do mobile services for your iOS app. You can go, I'm a web developer. We'll talk about websites. You can say, I'm a .NET developer or a PHP developer, and you'll see curated content specifically for your needs. Again, something near and dear to John's heart. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up one more time is the ASP.NET website. They're very proud of this, and rightfully so. So do check out ASP.NET to learn more about what's coming, what's been released, to get previews of what's next. And here's what I've been talking about. So there's one URL you're going to write down right now. It's aka.ms/YVR webcamp info. So this is just a quick page during one of John's presentations. I wasn't willingly ignoring him, but I just threw up a really quick page on a blog that I work on. And I'm going to start curating more content for you. So everything from the presentations we've been talking about, links to resources and links to other sites to make it easy to find more information, training, and so on and so forth.